We're up to halachas of Daf Mem Zayin, Amar Aleph. The Rambam Yibim Chalitz Perek Aleph Halacha Yotes says, a Yivam Shanat the Yibim Shanat the Chalitz until she waits 90 days, except besides for the day of the death and the day of the Yibim, or the day of Chalitz like all other women, because why should she do Chalitz in the 90 days? Because she's not royal Yibim. It says in the Echmas Yishu Chol Tzanala, when she's oil Yibim, she's oil Chalitz. And as long as she's not oil Yibim, she's not oil Chalitz. And if it was Miyabim or Chalitz in the 3 months, since she's not Moberes, she's Potter and doesn't need anything else. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Ebene Ezer Simen, Kuf Samach Dal Tzifalav, the Yivam Shadat Duchalit Shadat Yibim until she's 90 days from the Misa of her husband, that's not including the day of the death and the day of the Yibam Duchalit. And if she did Yibam Duchalit in this time and she wasn't found to be pregnant, she's potter, she doesn't need anything else. But she not get married to another person until she does Chalitza, or at she's mashal 90 days in Misa Baal. If the Yibam died in the 90 days or afterwards, some say she has to wait 90 days after his Misa. And if there are 2 Yivam and one of them died, she's not being Yibam to the second one and take 90 days of the Misa of this guy. The Ramah says, some say that as long as she was chalitz in the 3 months, whether she was found to be pregnant and she was mapul, she was not found to be pregnant, it's considered chalitz of psul, she needs a chalitz chalitz from all the brothers. And we'll see later on, Simcha Kofi, and Sif Hey, what it says. Shulchan Aruch, Evan as a Simi Yud Gimel, Sif Beis. Yivama, that the Yavam died, she has to wait 3 months after the Yavam dies. The Ramah of Gerishim, Perik Yidal, Valach Yitches says, any woman that got divorced that became Amona, she cannot get married, she cannot get engaged until she waits 9 days. That's besides the day she got divorced, the day that her husband died, and besides the day she got engaged. So she should know if she's pregnant or not to be able to differentiate between the first person's children and the second person's children. The Ram of Gerishim, Perik Yidal, Halacha Chaf. Says Chum is that even an Isha that's not royal to give birth, even she got divorced in Solomon from Erison, she has to wait 90 days. Even a Ketana, Zakena, Akora, Islands. Even her husband in Dino Siam or Shrik or locked up in jail. Even someone who is toiled from Erison, she has to wait 90 days. Shulchan Aruch, Evan as a Simon Yud Gimel, Sif Aleph. Says, anyone that got divorced during her Amona, she cannot get married, she can't get engaged after she waits unless she waits 90 days. It's besides the day she got divorced, the day her husband died, and besides the day she gets engaged. So she knows if she's Moveris, or she's not Moveris, to be able to differentiate between the children of the first husband to the second, or the last one. But she's mutter to make a shidduch without an erison, she should just not go in with the house to him. And from the day of writing the get, you count some aggression, even though it was al tanai, or it wasn't a gia later, or after many years. From the day of the writing, you count, because she's not mesiachadim when you wrote it to her. And the Rebbe says, some say, you count from the day you give the get, and so you should be machm keinili. Because it's a chum that even Isha that's not roy to give birth, even this gash, and this amnim, and erison, she has to wait 90 days. Even a ketana, as a kena, akora, islands, even her husband is in Medina Siyam, or Sri Sodom, it was castrated, or a sick person, or locked up in jail, or she gives. Loses a baby after her husband dies, even a basula from Erison has to wait 90 days. The Rambam, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Tes, Halacha Yudalet, says, Flutes of the Zohar, not a whale, do a hes with it. That you go to Yerid of Goyim, and Arbar and them, Behem, Avodim, slaves, Shvachas, maidservants, while they're Goyim, and houses, fields, and vineyards, and you're allowed to write it in their court case because it's matzah in their hands. When do we say this when he buys from a boss that doesn't give tax? But someone buys from a merchant, is also because he's giving tax, and the tax goes to Avodah Zarah. And made his Mahan Avodah Zarah. If he took it from a merchant, if the Behem, if he took a behema, he has to take off the hooves from the arkuv and downwards. Success of kelim, he bought, has to let it rot. If he took money and metal, has to take them to Yam HaMelech. If he took an eved, lemalim, you don't bring him down. You don't kill him, but you don't let him save him. Yerdeh simekuf mem tes sif gimel. That's if the guy falls in the pit. Shulchan Aruch, you let go, you read of going with Narbaim and then behema with the Shvachas Batim Sodas of Krum. You let it write in their court cases. When he says when he buys it, blah, 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 doesn't pay taxes. But if he buys it from a merchant, it's also because he pays taxes. And the taxes goes to Avodah Zarah, even if he drops the taxes, it's also. If he was over and he bought a behema, he has to take off the nails from the process, from the knee and downwards. So, Ksusu Kelm, he bought, he has to let it rot. If he took money or metal, he has to bring it to Yam HaMelech. If he took an Eved, this guy, you cannot bring him up, but you don't drop him into the pit. The Rambam, in Hilchos Avul Peregim Aloch Yedal, says, it's mutav to become tamen by surprise of chutzlas of our mitzvah when there's no other way, only this way. For instance, going to get married, to get learn Torah. Even there is someone who can teach me that's all. Not from every person can a person be zech to learn. So to become tamei mid rabbanon l'chav d'abrias. For instance, if he is oval that's going in a base of pras, everyone follows him to be menachem. So to we used to jump over our aroinus of mesim towards the Jewish kings, even goyish kings, to be able to differentiate between them and the Jewish kings when the covet will go back. And so to anything they like. So to you could become tumah shal d'rabbanon to be down with the goyim and to argue with them because his matzah on the hands, and so to anything they like. Yeridei Simon Shin Ayin Beis Yifal the Shulchan Aruch says even though the goyim is not allowed to go into Beis HaPras, meaning a field that was a kev was lost and there was plowed up a kev and the shear is 100 amma, or to Chutz La'aretz, if you had to go there to marry a woman or to learn Torah, he has another way, you can go through there. Even if he finds to learn another place, so too, an oval that goes through there can go behind after him to be Menachem Oval him. So too, his Matam and Tumah of the Rabbanon, to be judged with the Goyim and to argue with him because it's like saving from the hands. So to anything that like. The Ramos says a coin that's lying naked and he's in the oil with a mace and he doesn't know about it, you shouldn't tell him. You should call him Stam, they should go out and should get dressed first. But if they already told him, he's not allowed to wait till he gets dressed. Dafka, if he's in the oil, means that's a tumad reis. But it's based on pras or chutzlach, tumad rabban, he can dress himself first, because God will quit abrius, as explained earlier in Shin Gimel, Lenin Klein. Kohen that's looping the maces with him in the oil, you have to wake him up and tell him so he should be able to go out. We have the Dafman Zayin Amad Beis, we have the Rambam, Hilchus Yomtiv Perkei Halacha Yud says, Chefza Hefka is like Ragla of the one that was Zeichet, Chefza Goy is kind of shisen in a place, they have 2,000 dams every direction from its place. Gzeir Bayim Goy, because of Bayim Yisrael. Pays went out of the Tchum and they returned, even Mamezish, they didn't lose its place because it's like a person that went out by Inus and it comes back by Inus. The Ravid says, you made a mistake, Shal Oil Above Karagal Malam, we already learned that, Hilchus Mesechus Evan, was that sound like the Rabban and the Argon Rabbi Chanuri? We passed like Rabbi Chanuri. The Chefza Hefka is kind of Shvisa and they have 2,000 dams to every direction from the place of the Shvisa Benesh Marshals. For this reason, the Rav didn't bring that in his Malach, and his Halach is Machlekes and Nachar Sheshes that argue if he filled it up and gave it to his friend because it's not a Libid Hilchas. They don't argue because of Borshal El Bava. But we have a Taina because the Machlekes stands even by a spring that bubbles. Someone sleeping on the road and it turned dark, he's kind of shoes in his place, there's 2,000 dams in every direction. Dafka press because if he would have been up, he would have been kind of. So therefore, even when he's sleeping, he's kind of. A Hefza Hefka is not kind of shisa, like the one that's Zeichel first, that he could bring into the place he wants to go. But Hefza Nachri is kind of shisa in his place, even though the Balaim are not, they're shisa in him. Say Hefza Nachri, or the Hefza Yisrael. If the guy took him out of the Tchum and brought him to the city, he could be taught in the whole city because it's like Arbaams, as long as it's not Mukavadir. It is Mukav the Deer. Stam city is Mukav the Deer. That they build the houses first, then they surround it. But Stam, when you have a city surrounded by a wall, fortified cities, is not Mukav the Deer. And the Ramos says, therefore, you should be careful. A Jew that lent this came to a guy and he brought it back on Shabbos, not to be taught Lana Da Adamas, so the city is not Mukav the Chitza. It was the Kalim, a kind of Shvisa by the guy. The Rambam, Ilchus Shabbos, Perek Tes Zayin, Halacha Yud Gimel says, how do you put a mechitza in the water? If there was above the water, it has to be a tefach from the mechitza into the water. If the mechitza is totally in the water, it has to be a tefach go out of the top of the water. So the water, the chutz, should be separated. Even though the mechitza doesn't reach to the ground, since it's tefach, it's mutter. They weren't matter, mechitza to the water, because the isitut, the water is only the rabban, they're a mekel, the mechitza doesn't have only to make a hacker. Says the Shulchan Aruch Chayin, Siman Tav Beis Sif Aleph, a ditch full of water that's gathered between two Tchum Shabbos. One part of the Tchum is in this city, and part of the Tchum is in this city. The two cities are also to fill up from it, even in the Tchum. Because the water that's in the Tchum is kind of shvis to the ear, and they will get mixed one with the other. You have to make a chitz at the end of the Tchum to be mafsik them. Even if it's tluya, because it doesn't reach the ground, a charetz v'shalkan v'alma is enough. The Ramah says, a burr of straw that stands between two Tchum, give their animals to eat here, and these guys give the animals to eat here, and they're not choshed, or maybe they'll take from somebody else's portion. If the water is moishkin, you don't have to need any tikkun, because it's not kind of shvi, since like ragla mamala, this is the end of the halachas of Daf Mem Zayin.